Now that city is in a very beautiful valley that is inland a great deal. It is in a valley that the river there empties into the Hermas River, and it runs actually north and south. It is a beautiful section, one of the widest valleys of all, and it's built up against the side of this mountain range. There's several mountains that are there, and the old city that was there in John's day and probably Paul's day and the days of the apostles, it had a great Acropolis, great theater there, and the city was built at the foot of the hills. Now that city is spread out a great deal, and it's a typical Turkish town that is there. Now it is in an area where it's subject to earthquakes. Some have asked the question, what happened to the great population that was in that area? Well, they left primarily because of earthquakes. And, of course, warfare. When Tamerlane and these great leaders, pagan leaders, came out of the east and the Seljuk Turks came into that section, it was a time when those that were left were slaughtered, so that today the original population is not there at all. But this city has had continuous habitation from the very beginning. And as we have said, it was like an island out in Lydia, out in the Anatolian country, and the Lydian language was spoken there at first. But by the time you come to the apostles, the Greek language had taken over, and it was a typical Greek colony that was there. It was a great fortress city. It was to waylay the enemy that would come in to destroy the great cities like Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamum. Those were the three great cities. These other cities were largely fortress cities where garrisons were stationed to either stop the enemy or to delay him as he marched toward the east coast. Now, this is in a country where we called attention last time that erosion is at work, and the soil is quite alluvial, but very fertile soil. Beautiful laurel trees around, many flowers, and I noticed that they grow just about everything there that is imaginable. But at Philadelphia, it was an area where there were many vineyards, especially on the side of the hill, and the god that the pagans worshiped there was Bacchus, and they were very much given there to idolatry. But Christianity certainly got a good foothold in that area. Now, the city did not get its name, as so many seem to think, from the Bible. Actually, the city got its name because of the love that Attalus II had for his brother, Eumenes. Eumenes was king of Pergamum, and this man, Attalus, had a great love and loyalty for his brother. And because of that, it's called the City of Brotherly Love, as he was here. This was the outpost of Greek culture in a truly Asiatic and Anatolian atmosphere. And there was the Greek temple there of Bacchus, as we've indicated. Now, it was called a Little Athens because of the fact it was in that area and certainly was truly Greek. Now, in A.D. 17, a great earthquake struck that city and totally destroyed it. And the same earthquake totally destroyed Sardis and many other Lydian cities through that area. And Tiberius, the emperor, allocated $1 million for the rebuilding of these cities. And they were, of course, built back. Now, this is the place where Christian and Saracen fought here during the Crusades. And here in 1922, Turkey and Greece fought. And there is apparently there a few Christians. They're under cover, of course, today because they'd be severely persecuted. and I told about my experience there at the ruins of that Byzantine church. Now, this church was in a very strategic area, by the way, to be a missionary church, for that actually was what it is. Now, this is the church that we've labeled the revived church, the church that returned back to the Word of God and began to teach the Word of God. And that represents, I think, Protestantism today. It began, I think, back in the last century. And it has gained since then. So that Bible teaching today is not something that is new by any means, but it has certainly become rather popular. We feel very definitely that we've come in, this program of Bible teaching has come in on the crest of a wave of interest in the Word of God today. In other words, we do believe that God has raised us up for this particular hour. We have that conviction.